Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios, we have from the Carbon School District, Carbon High, Mr. Pei from the theater department. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. And you?
I am very good. It's bright and early, and I'm excited to have you and some guests in the studios this morning to tell us a little bit about the production that you guys have in the works right now.
We are getting ready to perform the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We open in about a week. And we have five performances coming up.
Five performances. Now, I actually had the opportunity to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat once before at TuaCon, and it was definitely such a fun experience. And I'm so excited to see it again, this time brought to light through the Carbon High Theater Department.
Actually, interesting you would say TuaCon, because the costumes that we rented came from TuaCon. So you're going to see a repeat, at least, of the costumes.
Right. That is incredible. So, Mr. Pei, kind of tell me a little bit about this production, the storyline. Tell me about the show.
The whole story comes from the Bible, the book of Genesis, about the coat that Joseph was given by his father. And it was written way back in the late 1960s as a little 20-minute show for a small school in London, England. And it just grew and grew and grew into a Broadway staple and became one of the big cornerstones for a lot of theater companies to do. And it's very, very popular still today, and it's done all over the world, really, but especially in the United States and in London.
You know, it's a great production, and I will say that this is definitely something that the entire family will enjoy.
It's extremely family-friendly, and it's music and dancing throughout the whole thing. There isn't a lot of dialogue in it. In fact, there's no dialogue. And it's all just fun music and fun dancing, and they use all different things from Western music to calypso music to pop rock music, and just every type of music there has been written is all part of the show.
Well, Mr. Bay, can you tell me who we've got here this morning to chat with and their roles in this production?
We have two of our student actors in the show. We have Stephen Ewan, who actually plays the part of Joseph, who gets the coat of many colors. And then we have Bethany Prettyman, who is one of our narrators. And she is the one that's actually responsible for telling the story, because the story is told to a group of school children through the eyes of the narrators, and then the actors act the part of the show out as they're telling the story. And Bethany's also our student director as well, and so she's doing several different roles in this one.
Well, let's go ahead and get Bethany up on the mic. Bethany, tell me a little bit about your experience so far with this particular show.
You know, this experience has been different from my other shows because it's completely music, and so it's been a completely new thing to everyone, but it's been a lot of fun to see it all come to life with, like, the dancing and just seeing people stretch out of their comfort zone and do things that we didn't think we could do.
Right. So I know that you have been in previous productions through the Carbon High Theater Department. This, like you mentioned, this is totally different. It's making everyone step outside of their comfort zone. And I think that you guys have a fantastic group of students that are able to put these shows together. It's just going to be one more aspect to just kind of say, this is how talented we are, and this is what we can do.
Yeah, it's been really fun to, like, put a different spin on the things we've been able to do in the past.
Right. Oh, definitely. And it kind of puts a spotlight on different talents than you would typically see.
Yeah, definitely. Kids that haven't really had a huge part with singing in the past or stepping up and leading others that haven't done any singing. And it's just really fun.
Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine. Well, let's go ahead and talk with Stephen for just a bit. Now, Stephen, you are Joseph.
Yeah.
You're the main guy.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your role.
Well, I'm the main guy. You know, I get the coat and everything. The whole story is kind of based around my character. It follows the story of Joseph as his journey through Egypt as a slave and everything, sold by his brothers. And it's been a lot of fun. I mean, this is my first full lead role. I mean, before I was Gaston and everything like that, but that wasn't really a lead role. It was a key role, but it wasn't a lead. This is like the first one where I'm like basically on stage the whole time. It's been a great ride because, you know, I'm finally getting to stretch out and everything. It's been an amazing ride for my voice and everything because I'm getting to stretch out of my normal comfortable range and everything. it's been a lot of fun, and the character's a lot of fun to play with, and it's been a great fun experience.
You know, I think with any production and any character that you play, there are certain things that you kind of have to adapt your own personal person and kind of become this character. For Joseph, it's totally different than your last role as Gaston.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things. A lot of people came to me when they found out I was Joseph and said, well, I guess we've moved away from typecasting. And it's been a lot of fun because everybody, all the kids in the community and everything got to know me as Gaston and everything and got to be angry at me for trying to kill the beast. And now it's kind of become with the children's choir. They're all looking up to me and thinking, oh, wow, this guy's coming on here. He's got this amazing coat. He looks amazing and everything like that. And it's been an amazing kind of shift between that character and this character. And it's been great.
Oh, absolutely. And I am so excited to see this production. Let's go ahead and get Mr. Pei back up on the mic, and we will run through dates and details about this show.
Opening night is Wednesday, November 15th. That's a week from today. We run the 15th, the 16th, 17th, and 18th, and then again on the 20th. So that's Wednesday through Saturday next week, and then the following Monday. Show times are 7 o'clock. And we're doing something a little different with tickets this year. Tickets are $5 and $3, $5 for adults and $3 for children. But they can actually pre-purchase them online. And if they go to our Facebook page, the Carbon High Theater Arts Facebook page, the link is right there on the Facebook page, they can purchase their tickets, and it'll save them having to stand in line when they get there to the door. And also, we're trying to get 500 likes on our Facebook page by showtime. We're up to 411, so we only need 88 more,
or so close.
Whatever that is, 89.
89 more.
And so it's been really fun to watch the people as they've been interacting with us on our Facebook page and getting the news out there with what we're doing.
Well, definitely head on over to the Carbon High Auditorium and check out this production. It is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It will run the 15th through the 18th and then again on the 20th, 7 p.m. each night. Tickets will be sold at the door, $5 for adults, $3 for children. But you can get those in advance right now. Head on over to Facebook, find the Carbon High Theater Department's page, and follow the link that way. You don't have to wait in line. For those that went and seen Beauty and the Beast, I went two nights in a row, and I know tickets were crazy. You had to be there really early to get in line and get those tickets. So you can avoid that by heading on over to their Facebook page and getting those tickets in advance. Well, is there anything else you guys would like to mention today?
I think we're good. We're just excited to have the public come and see what we've done.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that they are definitely going to love it. Again, make sure to follow the Carbon High Theater Department's Facebook page. They're trying to hit 500 likes before showtime. So we've got a week. I think we can get 89 before in a week. That's definitely achievable.
We picked them up quickly.
Right. So make sure to head on over and follow them. And you can also, while you're following them, be able to stay updated on all the great productions that they have coming up in the future as well. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon High Theater Department.